Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe McHugh, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, I always say it. I mean it. Otherwise, you're part of the problem, right? What else would you be? So again, pay attention. Get involved, engaged, open your mouth. Don't sit there and be quiet while things are happening. All right, let's get back at it. You know, we were talking about earlier, before we had Dick Morris come on. I'm going to go back over it. If you really think about this, so Trump is now basically forced to run after the FBI raid. He's got to make this thing happen. He has got to clean them. You know, don't you love how the left right now, the delusional left, it's talking about how great it is that the FBI is finally doing their job. The fact that they did nothing to investigate Hillary Clinton, really investigate Hillary Clinton, right? Joey Biden, Hunter Biden, Barack Obama, nothing. Right? They are truly above the law. All right? And can we stop playing games here? They're truly above the law. It's that simple. Now, I just can't see anything else he can do. A Pennsylvania congressman said the Federal Bureau of Investigation grossly underestimated conservatives in Congress and now forced Trump to show his hand. What you saw on display was a political hit job. Period. And it's not going to work because President Trump can overcome this run and win in 2024. I believe that. I agree with that. Look, the rank-and-file people on the street that were interviewed today in New York and other places said this was a political game. These are people that aren't even up on this on a daily basis. You had an FBI lawyer found guilty of forgery in the Trump-Russia probe. Found guilty. He's now been put back on good standing, and he's collecting his money as an employee. This was a felon, an anti-Trump felon, who admitted to forging the information. And they got away with it. This is constant. But you won't hear anybody on the left talk about that. Ooh, no. Ooh, ooh. So I think the only way for him to vindicate himself truly and preserve his legacy is to run again. I don't agree with Dick Morris that the VP choice doesn't matter. I do think it matters. I think he needs to make sure that he chooses somebody that could be elected after him. This is going to take a decade plus to turn this around and fix this. When Trump gets in there, he has got to wipe out the deep state. When I say that, I don't mean, obviously, in a physical way. Fire them all. Get them gone. That's what he needs to do. I said it before, I'll say it again. If they know how to spell the word Obama, if they know how to spell the word Biden, they got to go. Really. Any of my friends that I talk to now, I don't understand this at all. They still say he's got to change his attitude. He's got to change how he says things and what he does. Okay, maybe he does, but I'm sorry. I'd rather have a pseudo street thug talking to me right now than what we're going through. See, the difference is, you don't like the way Trump talks, but you're okay with the FBI conducting a raid on him and others. Going to Roger Stone's house at 5 o'clock in the morning while they're still working with the FBI to make something happen. Isn't that funny? We're cooperating, right? Strzok and Page is now up on my screen. These people were sick. Anyway, we're cooperating with them and they raid us. You have somebody like Hillary Clinton who refuses to let them bring in recording devices, take notes. The FBI, she's telling the FBI how they're going to run an investigation. She commits one of the most egregious acts there is by having that email server at her house. And then I remember, too, in some of the conversation, they tried to nail her for having, what is it, classified documents at home. But see, they weren't quite marked properly. Even though she understood and knew that they were classified, or probably classified, because they weren't marked properly, she got away with it. Now, it goes to show the FBI was trying to sensationalize this, you know, get headlines again, cast out a President Trump run. I mean, come on, they showed up with machine guns. How ridiculous does this get? Right? I mean, how ridiculous does it get? I can tell you, the representative said, I can tell you, if there was any doubt that this man is going to run in 2024, you now have backed him into a corner. You're going to force him to do this. Now, moderates and people that might have been on the fence about the president are going to galvanize around him. You watch. American people know inherently this is an abuse of power. This is what caused the original revolution in this country. The abuse of power by the king. The abuse of the power by the people around the king. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Come on back. Got a lot more I want to talk about.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
Well,
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Shouldn't we win? You know that. I don't have to tell you that anymore, right? So it really is getting informed, getting engaged, finding out what's happening. Now, I say, I don't say it to be mean or crude or just have fun with you. But when you don't have the information, I mean, I hear some crazy stuff. Okay, I just heard, when you, with Dan Pilla, an expert, and got 100 years that he's been doing this kind of stuff. And I was going to, if he's listening, he's going to slap me. I know he is.
But if you know, when it comes to rumors you hear about the IRS, like, they, you know, all of a sudden they got guns and all of a sudden they got agents. And all of a sudden, he's been at it for a long time. So I'm going to be more inclined to believe him than somebody goes off half-cocked, not really understanding, again, not knowing what the reality is. And that's what causes the trouble. Because somebody's going to start talking about you, and they're going to say, oh, yeah, that's that nut who said blah, blah, blah. Do you really want to be known as that? That really is the direction you kind of want to go to? No, I hope not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, and again, make sure your friends and your loved ones know about the show. It's one way to wake them up, one way to get them going, you know what I'm saying? All right, we'll get back at it again. This stuff just makes me nuts. When I get these stories and I see these things, drive me out of my mind. All right, I already did the school board one. That's too bad, because that one was a lot of fun. The Los Angeles City Council last night, they approved more funding for police in Hollywood. Finally! Not a lot of money, though. It's only $216,000. I mean, they took millions away from the police department to begin with. Millions. An extra fund for the LAPD officers in Hollywood division to address a rise in crime. See, I wonder why it's in Hollywood. Do you think somebody's putting some pressure on them to clean the place up? Now, they approved funding for more police patrols, right? And for Hollywood to address the rise in crime. The neighborhood in Los, but hey, Gascon says crime's down. How is that? They've seen a 75% increase in homicides and over 35% increase in shots fired. Now, I'm sure those shots fired were by law-abiding citizens who had guns. Don't you think? Robbery, theft, and such, they're up about 25% each. The council on Wednesday signed off on a motion by Councilman Mitchell Farrell to give an additional $216,000. Today's unanimous approval of enhanced safety measures in Hollywood will make... Why don't you give them back the millions of dollars you took away from them? How about that? That'll bring it down. They think it'll make a world of difference for residents, workers, and visitors. There's no way we go down and hang out in Hollywood. It's not going to happen. Seriously. We're investing in a holistic approach. Uh-oh. That can't be good. Whenever they say holistic approach, got people with clipboards. Well, that brings unarmed service providers, residents, businesses, and LAPD to the table so we can create safer neighborhoods and communities. So this money isn't going to help at all. If that money isn't for more time for cops to be on the street, for more cops to be on the street, what's it going to do? Seriously. The demand for public safety has exceeded the available resources in Hollywood. No, it's only since you cut their funding. Before that, it was fine. Look, you can't have a 75% increase in crime if you take millions of dollars away from a police department and you have a 75% increase in crime, what's it caused by? Hello, anybody home? You can't pawn it off on, well, you know, they don't have enough resources. You took the resources away from them. Give them back. That simple. Anyway. We're thankful to Council Member O'Farrell for these additional resources and look forward to quickly putting them to use to prevent, deter, and address crime. Yeah, those funds will get sucked up in a heartbeat. Can we just be honest about it? Not play these little feel-good games? What do you think? Just saying. You know, I started talking about this the other day. And Scott Perry put out a piece on the Mar-a-Lago raid. He said they're scared to death that Trump will run in 2024 and win. Well, he's right. I mean, here he is. He's a Republican congressman out of Pennsylvania. And he sees what's going on. They took his phone. They came and took his phone away from him. This makes no sense. The GOP Congressman Scott Perry, he shared the details behind the FBI seizure of his personal cell phone. He shared, you know, his thoughts behind the real reason of the raid. He says they're going to do every single thing they can to make sure that he doesn't run again. They're going to make up some kind of charges from the National Archives. Absurd. Remember, he has the ultimate authority to classify and declassify documents. When he has a document in his hand, he can do whatever he wants with it. Really is that simple. James Comey, remember, he declassified information to get special counsel, Hillary Clinton, you know what she did with the emails and such, right? No accountability, no arrest, no raid, if you would. But somehow, do they think that the President Trump packed the boxes at the White House to take to Mar-a-Lago? Right? Do you think... you think he sat there and put the papers in there piece by piece in those boxes? No, really, honestly. These guys have lost... I was going to say they've lost their sense of humor. They never had one to begin with. Joe, see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. A mother remembers 16-year-old Kylie Rodney said she would come straight home after a party, but she didn't. And she's been missing since early Saturday. The teen was last seen near a campground in the Northern California town of Truckee. The search continues, says Placer County Sheriff Lieutenant Josh Barnett.
We are continuing every effort
in every lead possible to this point. We've been in communication with the family constantly, in-person meetings with them to ensure that they're receiving every bit of information possible.
Social Security recipients are on track to receive the highest cost of living increase in more than four decades next year. The approximately 70 million retirees and disabled people who receive Social Security benefits could see their monthly checks rise by 9.6% next year. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That's my favorite. So, I'm here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, as I said, part of the solution. Look, I love this. The information coming out of Mar-a-Lago. I just, for giggles, I went over to CNN, I went over to MSNBC during the break, I took a look around, and there's so much, and again, some of it's misinformation. I'm not going to tell you that Fox and some of the other Newsmax even have the full scoop. I mean, I would believe that Newsmax is probably closer to the truth than any of the other ones. But the stuff we're missing, we're not seeing. You look at things like Iran planned to kill Pompeo and Bolton. Did you know about that? I mean, we're learning more and more about these assassination attempts. And you're not hearing about it anywhere else, are you? Because they don't care. You know why they don't care? Come on. That's right. Because they're Republicans. Who cares about Republicans? Mike Pompeo served as Secretary of State in the Trump administration. He was among the targets of assassination plot by a member of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. The United States charged an IRCG member Wednesday with plotting to murder John Bolton, National Security Advisor. Pompeo was not mentioned by name in the Department of Justice criminal's complaint, but others from inside have let it be known that's who it was. Now, another source close to the former Secretary of State confirmed that the last few minutes that Pompeo was additionally officially targeted for assassination. So there's two targets. Now, CNBC's Eamon Jabbers tweeted Wednesday evening that Bolton said on CNN Tonight that he fears the list is a lot larger. It probably was. Justice Department alleged that Shahram Persafi, also known as Mehdi Rezari, 45, of Tehran, was likely motivated to kill Bolton in retaliation for the death of the IRC GC commander Soleimani. Now, according to the criminal complaint, Persafi asked a U.S. resident identified only as an individual, A, to take photographs of Bolton under the guise that the photos were needed for the forthcoming book. The U.S. resident then introduced Basabi to a covert government informant who take the photographs for a price. The following month, investigators said that Basabi contacted the informant on an encrypted messaging application, offered the person $250,000 to hire somebody to eliminate Bolton. Now, they negotiated back and forth. They probably got $300,000. You know, again, it's just amazing. I'm glad at least... I'm glad the authorities are doing a little bit more than nothing, or almost nothing, I should say. Oh, God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kelly Guilfoyle was on Newsmax earlier today. She said there's a suspicion right now that the FBI may have planted listening devices. Now, if I was President Trump, I would have my people go through there with a fine-tooth comb. And I mean a fine-tooth comb. Some evidence shows that maybe they were planting devices. They didn't allow anybody to supervise what they were doing. They specifically requested to turn off the security cameras. Right? Why? Probably because they didn't want it to be caught with what they were doing. How do you know they weren't listening devices planted or evidence planted? See, if they had nothing to hide, these are law enforcement officials, right? They're looking through papers. If they really want to look through the papers, and they get a warrant to pick up the papers, they take them home. I mean, I'm talking to Eric. They take them back to the office, and they go through them there with an attorney present to watch what's going on. Or in this case, it'd be several attorneys. Why would they kick the attorney out? What was the problem? What do you think the attorney was going to do? I mean, think about what they're doing with the January 6th commission and all this other stuff. Right? The New York AG, who campaigned on taking him out, period. And she is prosecuting him or trying to go after him for the same things that 95% of developers do in New York City. Why is she going after them? It's just amazing. This is something that has to be looked at, checked out. Guilfoyle said, we want to see the affidavit and what was their probable cause to be able to go in there to begin with. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they broke into a president's home and his private safe. This is an ongoing, endless loop to find a crime that he may have committed. It's just amazing. Kimberly says, I campaigned to go all across the country with him, meeting everybody. The support of the president is literally unprecedented. This is what scares these people. He has more support today, she said, and I agree, than he had in 2016. And 2020, frankly. And they know what's about to happen. They're petrified to what is about to happen because of the support that he has and the people that are behind him. If I was them, I'd be scared too. No, really. You've got leaders from other countries opening their mouth. No, really, they're speaking up and saying, oh my God, the U.S. has become like a third world nation. So, and who did this? Who's allowing this to happen? Who made this happen? What's sad about the Dems is even Dems I liked and trusted are okay with them going after Trump. That's how much they hate him. And they don't even know why they hate him. Right? They don't know why. They'll spew things that he never said. They'll spew the fact that he's racist. He's not racist. The people working around him, the black folks working around him, Hispanic, he is not racist. He did more for the black community, black voters, than any other president before him. When it came to real criminal justice reform, He was the only one that would listen to them. Ice Cube got a ration of garbage because he went and met with the president, and he finally told his buddies to shut up and lay off. This was the only guy that would meet with him, the only president that actually took action to change something. Are you guys like, I know some of you troll the show. Are you so mentally ill? Are you so brainwashed or brain conditioned that a Republican couldn't possibly do anything good for the black community or for the Hispanic community? Only the Dems. And they keep you there by fear factor. They keep you there by saying, we'll make sure you have health care. We'll make sure you have a check coming in. We'll make sure you have a place to live. How's that working out for you guys in Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles? How's it working out for you for the Democrats keeping you safe in Chicago, New York? For real. This is getting ridiculous. I think the other thing that bothers me to no end. Guess who held on to her lead? Yeah, Representative Omar. She beat out another Democrat challenger. For, maybe Trump should start, Trump should start endorsing Democrats. What do you think? I think he should have endorsed Representative Omar. And they're all so sick in the head, she would have lost. Right? Now here's a woman that says, she hates this country, she hates Israel. She's a supporter to defund the police. So her constantly winning, I'm sorry, you guys in Minneapolis, I got to believe you're okay with her. Right? She wants to redirect public safety funding to more community-based programs. And she hates this country. Does that mean the people in her area hate this country? I'm just curious. So we've seen your host, Doug O'Farr. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Thank you, your host. Appreciate the time that you spend with us. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the best way to do it. Right? And the way you do that is you get informed. The way you do that is you understand what's going on. And I know it's tough, and I know it's irritating sometimes. I really do. No question about it. But you got to do the homework. You got to do that with anything. All right, I was talking about Omar, Representative Omar, wanting to throw up, but, you know, whatever. You know, they keep saying she's not liked, she's not wanted in her area. Well, if that's the case, you guys need to come together and get rid of her. Really, just get rid of her. Right? That simple. And God, just an ex-FBI special agent spoke up about the raid at Mar-a-Lago, right? And I think that some of these guys, I'm hoping I mean, I am hoping that some of these guys will go, you know what, I can't take this. I became an FBI agent because I truly want to uphold the law. I have family members that are FBI agents. They can't believe what's going on either. But I have to believe at some point in time they're going to crack. Okay? Like, they're not going to keep allowing this to go on. So a former FBI agent said that he's, he was an FBI special agent on Mar-a-Lago raid. He said this is the most arguably scrutinized warrant in U.S. history. At least that's how he feels. I'm not so sure it was, but hey, what do I know? I wasn't there, right? Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell said that she would like to see the warrant, what specifically agents were looking for when they went through the residence of the former president. She's very specific. The warrant doesn't say, go look wherever you need to look for what you need to find. It's, warrants are usually very specific on what they're looking for and where they're looking. Right? Why Melania's clothing was gone through. Well, what were they looking for? Drugs? Maureen said, I really would like to see more of what was in particular situation, but until we see the warrant or the affidavit attached, which will give us information, but also, if we could even see the inventory list, it would be indicative of exactly what they were looking for. So, you know, they don't know what's going on. She said, I would like to see more of the stuff before I make any disparaging remarks. I have been in this situation many times before. She said, I have executed more warrants than I can even count, and I've been in those situations, not at this level. You know, so I think you might be dealing at this level. It might be a whole different ball game, but I believe firmly in being fair to everyone. But in this particular situation, she said, this is arguably going to be the most scrutinized warrant in history. And I would really like to have seen some more information. This is just, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel right, she said. And this is somebody who's in it, who's been in it. Now, what I love about this is that if this was the other way around, right? You know, if this was the other way around, I wonder if they would have done the same thing if it was a Democrat president. Oh, actually, that was a stupid statement. I'm sorry. They would have never showed up at his house. There wouldn't have been any warrant. There wouldn't have been any judge that went through with this. Not a one. Right? Now, Judicial Watch is now pushing to get a request to release the search warrant, the one we're presuming is the one tied to the Trump FBI raid. They know something's up. They want to see what was on there. I hope this thing gets tore up to no end. Okay, where are we at? I know. Hey, look, I get off on some of these tangents. I don't know what to tell you. There are many pundits right now on the left, mostly. They're questioning the Supreme Court's legitimacy in the wake of the decision, like, you know, Dobbs. Some believe that the Supreme Court is trying to promote Christianity and separation of church and state, and so on. Well, first of all, there is no such thing as separation of church and state, not in the Constitution. And what's really funny is when you ask young students where it is, they'll say the Constitution. Guys say, where? Exactly where is it? They can't tell you. They have no idea. The ABC News' legal contributor, Kimberly Well, she claimed in a political op-ed Wednesday that the conservative Supreme Court justices are aiming to impose a religious Christian view on the United States. Really? She went on to say that Justice Alito doesn't think society is Christian enough, and his recent court decisions show how he intends to remedy that. I don't know where she gets that. I have no idea. This is just like with Thomas. With Justice Clarence Thomas. When he said that they need to go back and revisit the, you know, the marriage ruling opinion, whatever. He wasn't saying that that people of mixed race marriages should go away. He's in one himself. What do you figure? Was it an easy way to divorce his wife? I mean, come on. Well, the gay marriage. No, what he was saying, like with the Roe versus Wade decision, is it needs to be a state issue, not a federal issue. Remember, the Constitution is to limit the power of the federal government, not us, not the states. The power was never meant to go from them down. The federal government was supposed to protect the rights of the states. And you see, we screwed it up way back when we decided that senators needed to be voted in. That was not the idea. Right? I mean, the idea was that the senators would answer to their own legislature. They were appointed or voted in by the legislature and the governor of that state to represent that state. So they weren't represented. They weren't necessarily representative of the people, if you would. They were through their own house voting them in. And if they weren't fighting for the state, specifically for the state, then their own legislature could vote them out. We'll argue that the recent decisions on Dobbs, Carson, and Kennedy cases show that religious conservatives seek to undermine the bedrock concept of separation of church and state, which was never the intent of our founding fathers, of our framers. Never. You want to read their documents? You want to learn more about them? Many legal scholars in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision to reverse Roe v. Wade, they focus on the dangerous implications of the court's century-old worldview on protection for things such as same-sex marriage. Well, that's not centuries-old worldview. And contraception. Where is contraception in the Bible, in the Constitution? I don't see that in there either. A right to privacy? Yes. See, your right to privacy shouldn't cost me money. Right? Your right to privacy, I shouldn't have to pay for you to enforce your right to privacy. Whatever that is. If it's contraception or abortion, I shouldn't have to pay for that. I'm not in it. I don't believe in it. So why should my tax dollars pay for that? I'm trying to understand. It really is me trying to understand. Now, see, it's fear-mongering. It's nothing more than fear-mongering. Anyway, she argued that Dobbs' decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade, and the Kennedy case, which upheld public prayer, overstepped the Establishment Clause. Of course, because it doesn't fit their narrative. Look, first off, again, I'm just going to keep saying it. There is no separation of church and state. I was just talking to somebody about this today. And that is, if Jefferson truly is the man that they're basing all this on, then Jefferson is our first documented proof of Alzheimer's and or dementia. Jefferson held church services in a federal building every Sunday, sometimes up to 2,000 people. Jefferson had the military band playing religious hymns at that church service. So for a man who believed that there should be a separation, he obviously not only did not know how to spell separation, he didn't know what separation meant. And allowing a coach to pray on a field after a game by himself, if others join him, so be it. Somebody has to explain to me how that establishes a religion. Show me your host. Always a pleasure. A lot going on, man. Pay attention. God bless. Come on back tomorrow. We'll be here.